You're listening to SBS News.
Hong Kong's judiciary has set up a task force to deal with anti-government protest cases. Hong Kong's been rocked by months of large-scale protests and civil unrest. Demonstrators are angry at what they see to be Chinese meddling in Hong Kong's promised freedoms when the former British colony returned to Chinese rule in 1997. They also say they are responding to excessive use of force by police. Chief Justice Geoffrey Ma says the judiciary needs more time to get ready.
The vast majority of cases are at this moment simply not ready for trial. That said, in order to cope with the expected high volume of cases, the judiciary has made plans to deal with such cases at whatever level of court expeditiously. A task group has been set up for some time now to look into how best and how expeditiously our courts can cope with these cases. Relevant stakeholders will be consulted on suggested measures. These include proposals to sit extended hours.
Hong Kong's embattled chief executive Carrie Lam admits the sheer volume of cases is daunting.
I have to say that we are facing some unprecedented challenges in dealing with the large number of people being arrested and probably also the large number of prosecutions being made, which will then be taken to the court. So I'm extremely grateful to the judiciary for devising various means at various levels of courts to try to speed up the court cases, because we all want justice to be done effectively.
With human rights at the centre of the protesters' demands, the decision of the government to ban the CEO of the Human Rights Watch organisation is being described by the NGO as part of a mission to undermine human rights standards. Ken Roth was planning a media conference in the city to release the Human Rights Watch annual report, which was going to focus on the Chinese government's human rights record. In a message on Twitter recorded at Hong Kong's airport, he announced that wasn't going to happen.
Sadly, as I arrived here, the Chinese government decided it didn't want to let me in. So even though I've been able to enter Hong Kong freely before, this time, for the first time, they blocked me. They didn't want me to hold the press conference. So I'm going to return to New York. I'll hold the press conference there. But sadly, this episode is just the latest evidence that the Chinese government is doing everything it can to undermine the enforcement of international human rights standards.
Chinese officials say they are within their rights to ban anyone from entering Hong Kong. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says there's a large number of facts showing that Human Rights Watch has supported people who are anti-China and disrupting Hong Kong. Spokesman Geng Shuang said the NGO had encouraged radicals in Hong Kong to take violent and extremist action. Human Rights Watch Deputy Director for Asia, Phil Robertson, says they're just being made a scapegoat.
For Hong Kong government and for the mainland to claim that somehow we're instigating unrest, I think shows that they're desperate. They want to find Western scapegoats. They can't explain to the Chinese people on the mainland why the people of Hong Kong are so unhappy with the rule of the Chinese Communist Party. And so in the absence of an explanation that they can provide, they have to make one up. And we're a convenient fall guy, we're a scapegoat.
Many people in Hong Kong are angered by what they see as Beijing's ever-tightening grip on the city, which was promised a high degree of autonomy under a one-country, two-systems framework when the former British colony returned to Chinese rule in 1997. Beijing denies interference and blames the West for fomenting the unrest. Alan Lee, SBS News.